Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning will be based upon the Old Testament lesson. And judging from the words of that Old Testament lesson, one who has little understanding or knowledge of this particular period in the Old Testament history of Israel might tend to think that the northern kingdom to whom this text and this prophecy was addressed is in a pretty deplorable state at this particular time. What with the swearing and the lying and the stealing and killing and committing of adultery that the prophet talks about, it sounds like the authorities had very little control over the situation, and it sounds like the moral integrity of the people had pretty well deteriorated. If this was the impression that you felt when you first heard the words of the Old Testament lesson read, you're absolutely right, in a sense anyway. You see, this is one of those cases where it depends on how you look at the situation. This period in Israel's history is one which seems, superficially at least, to be one of unparalleled peace and prosperity between the northern and southern kingdoms. Commerce was flourishing at a level that had only been attained previously during those glorious